Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Wake Up with the Warriors. We are recapping Game 2 of the first round of the 2019 playoffs between the Warriors and the Los Angeles Clippers. And this was one of the craziest games that the Warriors have been involved in a long time. I think it's safe to say you would have to go back to the 2018 Western Conference Finals with that string of comebacks against the Houston Rockets when the Warriors had their back against the wall to find a game as bizarre and intense as this one ended up being. So the Warriors started the game off with some really, really, really tough news. Early on, DeMarcus Cousins left the game with an injury. It was a non-contact injury. He got a steal, started carrying the ball up the court, was trying to beat everyone down the court, had a potential one-on-none, and his left leg looked like it either got stuck under him or just gave out. He crumpled to the floor. He immediately left the game. He was able to walk off the court on his own power, but he was limping heavily, and cameras that caught him walking to the locker room, you could see on his left leg that everything was swelling up in an intense way. And the team very quickly announced that he had a quad injury, would not return to the game, would have an MRI on Tuesday. And then the news came out that the team is very fearful that he has a torn quad, which would be pretty disastrous for him. And that just took a lot of the air out of things simply because it was rather heartbreaking for a player who missed a year due to an Achilles injury, lost out on about $150 million, is trying to rebuild his value, trying to win a ring, playing in just his second playoff game ever, and to suffer a kind of injury that certainly looks like it could end up costing him the rest of these playoffs and diminish the amount of money he'll be able to get in free agency once again. It was just heartbreaking. So hopefully he's okay, but things are unfortunately not looking good for Boogie at this moment. The Warriors were able to take that energy and still put on an incredible performance in the first half of this game. Steph Curry was absolutely ballistic in the first half. He scored 22 points on just 9 shots from the field. He simply could not miss. He was beyond outstanding. And the Warriors played some of the best basketball we've seen from them in a long time. Especially in the second quarter, where the ball movement was tremendous. Everyone was getting involved. Everyone was hustling. Everyone was aggressive offensively, selfless, making the right play, but making the energetic play as well. They had a 40-point second quarter, and they ended up with a 73-50 lead at the half. They were on cruise control, clearly headed to an easy game to win. Third quarter started, more of the same. Steph Curry, amazing. Draymond Green, amazing. Andrew Bogut, who started the second half, replacing Cousins. Strong defense. Everything was working. Curry picks up his fourth foul, heads to the bench just a few minutes into the second half. It's a 31-point lead. and the wheels completely, and I mean completely, come off. And suddenly, the 31-point lead is down to 25. The 25-point lead is down to 18. The 18-point lead is down to 11. Kevin Durant picked up his fourth foul in there at some point and had to leave the game. And suddenly it's in the fourth quarter, and the Clippers are knocking on it being a single-digit game. And then suddenly it's a single-digit game. And then suddenly it's a two-possession game. And the lead keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller. We get to the final minutes, and the Clippers have finally broken through when Kevin Durant picks up his fifth foul and then his sixth foul. So for the second game in a row, he had to leave early. Game one, of course, was due to the ejection. Game two was due to fouling out. Shortly after, or right around that time, the Clippers finally tied the game, eliminating completely the 31-point second half deficit. And then under a minute, Steph Curry sprung free for a three-pointer, a huge shot to give the Warriors a three-point lead. Looked like everything was going to be okay. But the Clippers came back and scored to make it a one-point game. Curry missed a shot on the other end. Clay missed a shot on the other end. The Clippers come back, and Landry Shamet, rookie, comes through with a huge shot, a three-pointer, to give the Clippers a two-point lead. Curry forced a three a little bit on the other end to try to take the lead and missed it. Montrezl Harrell got the rebound, made both free throws, and that was the game. The Clippers ended this game on a 72-37 run. I'm just going to say that again. 72-37 run to end the game. They scored 85 points in the second half, erased a 31-point deficit, and turned it into a 4-point victory, 135-131. And they tied this series up. And suddenly things have gotten interesting in a series that no one expected to go more than 4 or 5 games. It was a tremendously gutsy, spirited performance by the Clippers. As for the Warriors, Curry had a great game, even though he struggled in the second half after the foul trouble. He finished with 29 points on 8 of 18 shooting, 5 of 11 on threes, 6 assists, 3 steals. Kevin Durant had an odd game. He was incredibly efficient once again. He shot 5 of 8 from the field, 11 of 12 on free throws, finished with 21 points. But he also wasn't always aggressive. Again, just the 8 field goal attempts, just 1 3-point attempt. And he had 9 turnovers in addition to fouling out. Kevon Looney played tremendously, 19 points, made all 6 of his shots and 7 of 8 free throws. Curry led the team in plus minus, as did Bogut. They both were plus 5. Sean Livingston led the team with plus 7 in his 12 minutes. There were a lot of good things from this team in the first about 28 to 30 minutes of the game, and just as many bad things in the other minutes. So it'll be interesting to see how they respond. For now, they got a series. They're tied at 1. Game 3 is on Thursday, and we will be back then.